after being struck with Makat Choshech, Paro calls Moshe and encourages him to leave and serve God as he's requested. He has one condition. Even the children can go, but the flocks should stay here. Assumably, because he wants to hold whatever he can to try and ensure that the Jewish people will return. Moshe responds and says, not only are our flocks going to go with us, you're going to give us animals to sacrifice. How does he justify why they need to take all these animals with them? Ad kedei kach that he says, lo tisha'er parsa, not even a hoof will remain behind. He says, because v'anachtu lo neda mana avodet Hashem ad bo'enu shama. We don't know what will be needed in serving God until we get there. These words of Moshe Rabbeinu weren't just an excuse to Paro, but they are basic words to our religious identity and our format of Avodat Hashem, as Moshe calls it here, Mana Avodat Hashem. We can see this from the fact that we paraphrase this pasuk in our Tachnun every day when we say, Va'anachtu lo neda manase ki alecho einenu. Part of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the fact that we don't always know what is and what will be expected. There's a lot we know, but there's a lot we don't know. It's about a search. It's about flexibility. It's about the commitment to doing whatever it is God wants from us when he tells us that that's what he wants, or when reality tells us, or when our Nevi'im, or Lahavdil, but importantly our Rabbanim, help understand what is wanted from us. We see this, of course, from Akedas Yitzchak. When Yitzchak asks Avram, I see the wood and the fire, but where's the sheep? And Avram says, Elokim yireh taseh le'olah b'ni. God will show us the sheep. The belief that God will show us and that it'll be whatever he wants from us. At this point, I think it's supposed to be you, Yitzchak, but who knows? And of course, later God showed Avram the ram that he was meant to be makriv. If we look more closely at the Tachnun paraphrasing, it says, V'anachtu lo neda ma'anase ki alecho einenu. What I would have said is, we don't know what to do, and therefore our eyes are on you. V'anachtu lo neda ma'anase lochein alecho einenu. Or, alecho einenu ki anachtu lo neda ma'anase. When you read it carefully, you realize that what it's saying is, we don't know what we're meant to be doing because our eyes are on you. We don't know the makom asher ar'eka that Avram is told. We don't know the place you want us to go. Ana Hashem ki ani avdecha, to where, God, because I am committed to you. Commitment means that we're willing to follow God anywhere, in any way, and not that we know what we want and we fit God into it.